you'll take your Bible and if you'll go with me to the book of John in chapter 6. John chapter 6. We'll be reading this morning and some directions that the Father has given to His Son. In the context, what is happening is that Jesus has been talking to some of the Jewish leaders that should know better and should have understood some things that they, for some reason, do not, because they have paid more attention to their tradition than they have actually to the Word of God. And so what Jesus does here is He reminds them of who He is and the message that He'll be giving to them. Our lesson this morning, of course, is entitled Bonding. Bonding. We want to bond with one another, with each other. And so as we look at verse 37 through verse 40, He said, "And the Father gives me, will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out." In other words, He's saying very simply that those who have come to me, I do not reject. You know, sometimes for some reason or another, we cast out those that for some reason may not look like us, or maybe in some reason we do not agree with, or maybe some reason, whether it's about wealth, education, or some reason that we reject them. But He says that when God sends them to me, I will not cast them out. Verse 38. "For I have come down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of Him who sent me. And this is the will of the Father who sent me, that all He has given to me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day." And so He says, my goal is that I lose none. Whoever the Father has sent to me, that I lose not one. Not one. But always kept and waits for the day that I will raise them up. Talking about the resurrection someday. And so He says to me, makes two points. He says, everyone that God sends to me, I do not reject. And everyone that God sends to me, He says, I do not lose. That's my goal. That I do not lose them. Verse 40. "And this is the will of Him who sent me." He said, this is God's will. This is my Father's will. That everyone who sees the Son and believes in Him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up in the last day. Isn't it wonderful that Jesus' goal is that you and I might be raised up in the last day. And His goal is that none of us that the Father's given to Him will be lost. And so as we look now at His conversation, of course, with the Jews and how that it is the Word of God, I want us to talk and see about this morning some things that we want to prepare for. In other words, His message is that doing His Father's will, not rejecting any, not losing any, but doing what the Father wants him to do and being very careful. It ought to be our message also. And so as I stand before you this morning, let me say to you, let's make that our goal in just a few weeks. You see, the need of bonding is a very serious message when it is unfulfilled. And when people go back into their former life, when they go back into the sin that they have been living in the past before they become the children of God, is a very serious problem when they now know how to be saved. Look at 2 Peter in chapter 2 and verse 20 and 21. He says, "For it would have been better for them if they had not known the way of righteousness, than having known it, turned back to it." He says, because it's like the proverb, a dog returns to its vomit, and a sow, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire. I think that probably Ashley and probably also Turner, when they have seen a lot of show pigs be washed and cleaned and fixed up and ready for the show, and because of some reason, maybe their owners leave them for just a little while, and what happens? But they return back to the mire. It's devastating to notice that the pig that you've cleaned up and want everybody to see now goes back to waddling in the mire. And so he says, look, he said, that's how it is when one learns the gospel and turns back against it. And so, as I have said, that is a very serious problem. In just a few days, we will be having campaign 2019. This will happen, Lord willing, if we are all here still next Lord's Day. For you see, next Lord's Day, the 17th through the 22nd, we will be praying for our campaign of 2019. There will be people that will be coming to us from Alabama, from Arkansas, from Tennessee, and of course, Texas. We have been praying for this. I think that you have noticed that Renee has been having a little heart. And beside that little heart was Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 through verse 3. I hope that you have been praying for our campaign as we reach out to the city, as we share with this city that you and I live in the gospel of Jesus Christ. People will work night and day. People have been working night and day. And we will do our very best to share Jesus with those that are around about us. And so I want us to understand that it's very important that you and I get ready to bond with those that will answer the call of the gospel, and that we reject none. I want us to get ready that we might have our aftercare program, and that we might be ready to study with them even after they have gone through the washing of regeneration and baptism in Titus chapter 3 and verse 5. And when they come from the baptistry, I want us to be ready to help them become mature in Jesus Christ, and that we lose none of them. but that we bond with every one of them. We're going right now to share some things with you. I know that every one of you have some friends that you would like to be saved. And this is what we call the most wanted. In other words, these are the ones that I most want to obey the gospel, that I most want to go to heaven, that I want them to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. These are my friends, my family, my acquaintances. These are the people that I work with. And so what we want to do now is to pass those out. And so there will be some cards. And if you guys will help, or maybe you may need young men, if you want to help them pass everyone, please take a card. Please take a card, because tomorrow you may think of somebody. You may not know of someone right now. But what we want you to do is to take a card and begin to think about those that you would love for us to make contact with and share the gospel with them. As I continue with you this morning, as they're being passed out, let me say to you that we can see the need because of a survey study that says to us 75% of church attenders who became inactive did so because they did not feel a sense of belonging. I don't feel like anyone cares about me. I don't feel like I belong. And I don't feel like I belong because I'm not involved. They have not involved me, and so therefore, who cares about me? And so because of that, those who were active at one time, 75% of them who left did so because, very simply, they did not think that anyone wanted them around. I'm going to ask you this morning, have you ever been by yourself? Have you ever been lonely? Have you ever been unwanted? You know, I can remember in Korea when we flew into Korea and we came into an area wherein they were going to disperse us out to the different companies and things. And I remember the first large day of being there. And I went over to the chapel. A chapel for what they call the Protestant. And I was hoping maybe perhaps somebody from the body of Christ would be there. Someone that I could make contact with. Someone that I could worship with. Someone that I could remember the Lord be with in His death and His burial and His resurrection. And there was not a soul. I can remember being lonely. I can remember being all by myself. I can remember these days. And I said, Lord, please. Please, Lord. When I come back, Lord willing, next week, please. Please, Lord. May someone be here. And again the next week I came back and no one was there. I remember the day. You know, it's sort of like Dietrich Bonhoeffer said. He said, sin demands to have a man by himself, because when he's by himself, it withdraws him from the community. And the more isolated a person is, the more destructive will be the power of sin over him. He said, when you've been left to fight the fight against sin, He says when you're left by yourself, isolated, it's so easy for the devil to get a hold of you. When there's no one that you're accountable to, there is no one that you can talk with, there is no one that you can bond with, then the devil so easily, and time after time, will lead us astray. And it's so easy. You know, it kind of reminds me in bonding against the devil of that of the sequoia trees. You know, when you think about the sequoia, it will grow to the height of about 240 foot. That's about 4 inches high. And yet their roots only go into the ground about 4 foot. That's all. And here are the storms coming in from the west coast. The wind is blowing against them. And it seems to me, and I wonder sometimes, why don't they fall? They're so tall. Why do they not fall? What keeps them so steady? And then we begin to see that they all grow in clumps. And what they do is they count upon each other's roots to hold them steady. And so it needs to be with us when we're bonding with each other. And when we bond with those that are brought in. Can you see now the message? Can you see the message that the Father is saying to the Son? He says, reject none. And He said, by the way, lose none. And the way that we lose none is for us to be bound together in the Word of God and in fellowship with each other. And so He says, blessed be the tie that binds us together. You see, I need Don. I need His help. I need Margaret. I need every one of you. I need your help. Because when I have your help, then it encourages me to live the gospel life of Jesus Christ. I need you. You know, and those that will obey the gospel during our campaign, they, in many a case, will not have very much knowledge of the Bible. In fact, in the prison the other night, a young man stayed and he said, I want to talk to you, Jim. I said, okay. And so he stayed with me and he said, tell me, Jim, about the Bible. He said that all the men that write the Bible, when they got ready to write the Bible, did they all come in one room together and write it at the same time? He said, what happened? And he says, what happened when they got ready for the New Testament? What happened? And so I began to explain to him and began to give him some evidences from without side of the Bible of how it was written. He said, oh, that's fabulous. You see, a lot of them will not know. And unless you and I bond together with them, and unless we come together with them and encourage them and share the Word of God with them, they will not stay. Let me share with you how that we can keep the new Christian from going out the back door. Number one, they will need to make one very good friend in the first 2 months. Somebody is going to have to be their friend and get close to them, very close to them, within 2 months. Who will it be? You see, all of us have a part. Every one of us have a part. And so we must get close to them within 2 months. Number two, they must make 7 good friends in the first 6 months. 7 good friends within the first 6 months. Who will be their friend? Will we all gather with them? Who's going to be their good friend? Whether it be a lady, whether it be a guy, somebody has to become their good friend. We've got to bond. And if we don't, they'll go out the back door. Within just a couple of months. I've been reading a book, and I've already read it. And it's entitled The Great Commission Part 2. And what it's written on is how that we keep and what caused people to leave. And it's over and over and over again. He will say to us, and he will have quotes from them wherein that they say, you know, they were really interested in us until they got us. He said they would do everything for us. And he's quoting. They would do everything they could for us, but after about 3 months, it was as if they had called us out, screened us out. And no one cared. Brothers and sisters, we can't do that. We've got to bond together and help them bond with us. Number three, another thing that we must do is for them to become active within the work of the church. They have to become active. I mean little jobs, all kind of jobs. Or maybe we have to give up your job that you have, that you're doing, and ask them to come and do it and be by their side and help. And so we have to involve them in the work of the body here. And number four, and you know this one, that they must learn and grow in the Word of God. Now, somebody then is going to be sharing the Word of God with them during the week. You see, the 3 times that we meet together, they're not going to get encouragement from about 20 or 30. Have you been looking at the bulletin? Have you been seeing the bulletin that how many were here on Sunday morning? How many is here on Sunday night? How many is here on Wednesday night? Brothers and sisters, he did not pen the book of Hebrews in order for you and I to have just a commandment. And I'll share just a little bit more. Because first of all, what I want to do is I want to help you when you begin to share with them and when you begin to bond with them, here are some things that you'll want to remember. And it's what we call one another passages. Look at all the one another passages. First of all, honor one another. Do not wrong one another. Love one another. Be affectionate toward one another. Prefer one another. Esteem one another. Do not judge one another. Edify one another. Be patient. Be patient. Be patient. You know what the rules of learning are? Repeat, repeat, repeat. That's the three golden rules for education, for learning. And that's why I said be patient with one another. Be like-minded one to another. Receive one another. Admonish one another. Greet one another. Wait for one another. Serve one another. Forbear one another. Be kind to one another. Forgive one another. Submit to one another. Teach one another. Comfort one another. Consider one another. Speak no evil to one another. Have compassion to one another. Pray for one another. Confess to one another. You see, there are 26 of those little babies. The one another's are so good to help us in our bonding as guidelines. You see, building up of the family of God is what he's trying to do in the book of Hebrews. When we look at Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23 through verse 25, he's not trying to give us a legalistic command. But what he's trying to do is to help us and to encourage us to bond with each other. And so he says, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. And then watch. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Brothers and sisters, what he's trying to get us to do is to encourage each other. An empty church building does not encourage. Someone not there to help you and to talk with you and to pray with you does not encourage, brothers and sisters. We really need to think about it. Because if you look at James chapter 4 and verse 17, he will say, therefore to him who knoweth to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. Brothers and sisters, you and I know what we need to do. We know what's good. We know what's evil. And when you and I know what's good and we do not do it, what he's saying very simply is God's not pleased with that. Brothers and sisters, the way that you and I are going to bond with others is for us to be here to get to know them, to share the Word of God with them, to love them, to consider their needs. And that's the way that we're going to be able to bond. This morning, let me say to you that the church commitment to the new Christian is to help them walk in the light. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, Let me say to you that from the book of John, 1 John, in the epistles, we can see that he will say to us there, if we do not love the one that is in our presence, how can I love the one that I do not see and I'm not in their presence? In other words, if we don't love the ones who are here, if I don't love Don, he's saying to Jim, if you don't love Don, how can you love the Father that you cannot see? How can you? Brothers and sisters, only God knows how many He's going to give to us. Only God knows. And He has the same commission that He had with His Son. Do not reject none. And do not lose any. What will we do? It's up to you. We need your help. We need your help. Shall we pray? Father, this morning we pray that you'll be with us and help us to make that extra step. Maybe it hasn't been our custom. Maybe it hasn't been the way that we've been doing things. But Father, we pray that you'll help us. Help us to change the ways that we have been doing things, to do your way and not our way. Help us, Father, to bond with those that we don't even know about at the time. Help us to never reject those that you would give to us. But help us to be proud. Help us, Father, to be humble. Help us, Father, to count it a blessing that we have in our campaign of 2019. Father, please forgive us and cleanse us. Help us to be the church that you want us to be. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. If you will, please take now the cards that's been handed to you. And please give us people's names that you would like for us to consider as the most wanted. The most wanted. Those that you would like for us to talk with, those that you would like for us to go and see, and we will try our very best. This morning, I ask you, do you have somebody that encourages you? Do you have someone that you've been able to bond with? You've been able to pray with? You've been able to talk with and hold you accountable for serving the Lord? If you have, then you've got some good friends, a good brother and sister. And will you not share that? Will you not share them with somebody else? This morning, if there's any way that we can help you, we can encourage you, we can pray with you, we can go with you, whatever help you may need, we would love to do it. If this morning that you have never been washed clean in the blood of Jesus Christ, this morning, let us encourage you to respond to the invitation as together we stand and as we sing.